Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Casto, and you're listening to the Created to Soar podcast brought to you by DevoteToday.com. How will you devote today? And Wedgewood Estates in Mansfield, the area's premier senior residential community. I am privileged that today I get to speak to Gloria Saunders. She is a lot here at Wedgewood Estates. Gloria, what is your title exactly?
My official title is Director of Resident Services. I'm also the Director of Nursing as well. I have been here for almost 25 years now.
Yeah. It's been quite... What's the date on that?
January 19, 2000 is when I started.
Wow. It's just hard for me to even comprehend. I'm like 2.5 years behind you. But I was thinking when I was getting ready to put this podcast together, if I don't trust you, I'm like not trusting anybody, because you have been here through thick and thin. You've been through all the stuff with us, and you kind of hold the keys. I mean, you put it all together. You take care of all the things that we need you to take care of, and you just do it in such an amazing way. And let's talk about that journey. When you first started, who hired you?
Jackie.
Wow, Jackie Hall.
Jackie Hall hired me, yes. And one of my friends already was here, Joni High.
Aw.
And she knew I wanted to work here, so...
And Joni always made everything happen.
She did. She called me and said, Gloria, Jackie will be in there. I think it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I was here before Jackie. And Jackie says, wow, she says... Joni had threatened to get in front of her car if she didn't hire me.
Oh my God. So I could just see that. I could just see Joni doing that.
Yes.
I did not know that story. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. So I came in for the interview and I got the call that afternoon, offered me the position. I was worked on night shift opposite days of Joni for 14 years.
14 years. So that means 11 of those years, you've been in the position of Director of Resident Services, Director of Nursing. You are the frontline person for admissions. Those are all big shoulder responsibilities, and you carry them all well. Tell me a little bit about the transition. How did we end up getting you transitioned from overnights to DON?
Yeah, well, Jackie retired. And at first, Randy kind of had all of us that were working, that when we were in the building, we were the acting director of nursing. And I had, Joni was one of them, and had another nurse here that just... encouraged me that I should take that role. So that's when I came to you and Randy and said that if you reach the point that you want one, I'm willing to try it. I didn't have a clue what I was getting into.
Or else you might not have come to us at all. Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Yes, it worked out that way.
Yes. But was it the best decision? Mm-hmm. It was just such a good decision and a good fit. And at first, I don't believe you were. Were you doing the admissions right at first?
No, you had me going on tours with Helen and you and Randy. And then as I became more comfortable with everything, that's when you transitioned me into giving the tours as well.
Yeah, you do an amazing job with touring, and you're like the first line person. You and Helen, when people walk in the door, you guys are the first people they see, along with even Frida being in the front area over there. And we've just got a lot of smiling faces, and it's just a wonderful thing to see all of you take on that role of first line when people walk in the door, but you're the ultimate... person. Like, you even give the assessments. What's that like?
That's going to meet the residents, you know, meeting with the families, with the residents as well, getting a good feel, you know, asking questions. What do they really need help with? Making sure that they fit the criteria that we can provide the care that they need, and assigning them with a level of care, and then we have to contact the doctor and get physician's orders. So it's all just a little process there of, it's basically getting to know the resident.
Right. And that's something you do really well and you make it easy. It all sounds very big, like, oh, we've got to get to the doctor. Oh, we've got to get doctor's orders. Oh, we've got to get these papers signed. But you do it all with ease. You make it so easy for the family members to do all of those things that seem so huge in order to make that move happen. And 25 years at Wedgwood Estates would not, we couldn't overlook that wonderful word, COVID.
Oh, boy.
And that is when, you know, I just look back on that time and I gotta bring it out because it was part of who we are. It's part of our identity here at Wedgwood Estates. And I'm proud of how we got through it. And I remember during the midnight hour, Randy and I call it the midnight hour. We're over there praying. We're thinking we've lost everyone. And for several days, few weeks, I mean, it was a tough go. You were even in the hospital, quote unquote, like on a respirator.
Yes.
Which wasn't even true at all.
Right. My first day back, because I ended up getting sick, COVID, and I was homesick. My first day back to work, I heard that I was in the hospital on the ventilator.
Yes. And at the time, it really wasn't funny at all. Yeah. Like all of that stuff going on, because you being sick wasn't funny. And all the things that were going around on Facebook and social media, all the lies and miscommunications and stuff, wasn't funny at all. And I was afraid to address any of it and didn't. And I just let the lies be out there. But I remember through it all, I was like, everybody's left, everybody's left. And then I'm sitting in the room with all of our department heads, and God said to me, they didn't all leave. Look at the ones who are here. And that was the beginning of a very, very small move forward. And you were so monumental in testing staff.
Yes.
Testing staff and all the talks with different health departments, Ohio and local. And you and Randy in that office days.
Yes.
In a row, talking to Mansfield Health Department, Richland Health. And I would just be in the room praying. And God was in all of it. And you were monumental in keeping all that going. And then all the shifts that you had to work.
Yeah, well, residents needed taken care of. So you do what you need to do.
And you've been amazing. And that was even up to about 9 months. A year ago?
It's been close to about a year.
And so we've seen a normalcy.
Yes.
And God, praise the Lord for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have worked our way back to having our own staff, and they are fantastic.
Oh, isn't it amazing? Isn't it wonderful to be able to like shout from the rooftop, we have an amazing staff. God has provided, God is providing, and God will provide.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's what you say, I do this all with ease, but I couldn't do it without the backing of everybody else.
Yeah. And without the goodness of God in our lives.
Absolutely.
And we're thankful that you are here and that legacy that you will carry through for Wedgwood Estates. We're very thankful. And I just want to talk about the holidays are here. Thanksgiving is over. And now we're like right in the thick of the holiday season, Christmas, New Year, so many things going on with family. And it's that time where so many people will get together as families and talk about mom and dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's like all these different things that they see individually, because siblings aren't always together, but they see mom or dad separately.
Right.
So then they get together as a family, and then they're like, they start comparing notes, you know.
Exactly, yes.
On how mom and dad are doing. And social isolation, let's talk about social isolation. What happens to a parent when they lose their husband or wife? What happens to mom or dad when they're not, you know, when they don't have mom or dad with them?
Yes, it's just they were a unit back then. They covered for each other. What one person couldn't do, the other one did. And so it all worked out. But now you've lost your partner, and it's hard going to the grocery store. You know, maybe the one that's left is no longer driving, you know, or having mobility issues. They can't go through the grocery store and get all of the groceries that they need. There may be cognitive issues there that they don't even realize everything that they need, you know.
Right. Right. And then they get it home into the kitchen and they have a hard time even making meals at this point, whether it be physical or cognitive. And they just, a lot of times people will open cans of things, you know, and eat part of it. Yes. And then let it sit on the counter and sit on the counter and sit on the counter. And then it goes bad and they'll actually eat on it again. And that could be detrimental to their health.
Absolutely. You know, or they may fix a meal, get tired, and then walk away from it and leaving the stove on.
Ah, and forget that it's even there. And all of a sudden there's smoke in the house and that's detrimental to their health and their well-being, and it's not safe so oftentimes. And the other thing, there's maintenance issues, whether it be inside or out, like shoveling the snow, mowing the lawn. All those things seem easy, but it can just take everything out of a person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then it's not only the actual job of doing it, but they have no resources to go out to help them. Their children may live in different states where they're not local to see what mom or dad is not being able to do. But mom and dad might be telling them on the phone, everything's okay. Yes. I got this handled.
That's exactly right. And then as much as there's so many times when I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this, like whatever it might be. And I'm going to do this on a regular basis, but then I get busy. You know, and it's like, oh, I missed that, like taking them to the grocery store, or I missed that because I'm busy at work, or I'm busy and I don't mean to, but as far as siblings and kids, they have their kids to take to soccer games and so it gets hard. And the more and more help that mom and dad need, the more and more they're trying to help, but it becomes too busy for even them because they almost feel like they're living their parents' life because they can't do everything that they want to, and they seriously want to do it. It's not that they don't. It just becomes more difficult for everyone to manage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and they might be facing living in a multiple story home where the only full bathroom is upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Or their laundry is in the basement.
Yeah. And that's tough to even just get up and down the steps, but just doing the laundry can be difficult.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it all becomes difficult. And we talked about the poor nutrition. And then there's medication management. This is a big one because they either forget about taking it, or sometimes they overdose, or they're just not taking it properly. Whatever the case, sometimes when you get the proper medication into a person every day at the right times, you can notice such a huge change in an individual.
Without a doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. And so when the siblings get together, they're talking all these things through about mom and dad. And then we get the phone call.
Yes.
We get the phone call because it's hard to really see what's going on because we don't want to, because this is our parent that's been so able. And so they've been the ones to take care of us, and they have such decisiveness and such ability to do things. And then when we see them not being able to thrive, it's hard to watch and it's hard to believe, and we don't want to face it. But some point we have to face it, and we have to look at the harsh reality. And then all of a sudden, do you see what I see? You know, is this really what's going on with mom and dad? And then we start to get the phone calls. And honestly, Gloria, you've seen it a million times. When a person starts getting fed three meals a day and they start getting their laundry taken care of, they start getting their medications managed, and they're doing pretty good.
Yes, they start to thrive again.
They start to thrive again. So much so that people think that mom and dad's good, so we'll take them home. But then, and then what happens?
Yeah, they go home and things just start coming right back, you know, because they have lost that ability to do what they used to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And so then it makes failure to thrive again. And then we're back to the original issue of, we need to call a place like Wedgwood Estates. And that's why we're here. And that's why you do what you do. That's why Frida does what she does. And even our office manager, what she does, Kirsten. And Tammy in dietary and Carrie in housekeeping. And we do it all so that we can have thriving seniors.
That's right.
That's what it boils down to. And it all boils down to all of that. And Gloria, you are to be commended on everything you do to make it all work here at Wedgewood, because we couldn't do it without you. Oh, and I have to say thank you for giving me like a 8 years notice.
That's right.
That's right. I've never had anybody give me 8 years notice before.
That's the age where I may retire.
Well, I will say, you know, we had Helen. She gave us 2 years notice, and now she's changed it. So maybe you will, too.
Maybe.
But you know what? Isn't it great? And we can laugh about it. But the fact that people, instead of wishing they could run out the door as fast as they possibly could, actually saying, hey, I gave you 2 years notice, but I've changed it. I want to stay longer. Hey, I've given you 8 years notice. I mean, that says something.
That's right. That's right.
That says something about Wedgewood, and I'm appreciated. And just yesterday, one of our staff, a companion, said, this is a family.
We are.
This is a family, and we could have our little squabbles and our little things, but ultimately, we're family, and we're here for each other.
That's right. We always have each other's back.
Yeah.
We do.
And it's certainly a blessing to see all of that. And it's certainly a blessing to have you, Gloria, as our Director of Resident Services, DON, point guard for admissions. We love all of that and appreciate all of it. And we couldn't do it without you. And I think that's it. You've been listening to the Created to Soar podcast, brought to you by DevoteToday.com. and Wedgewood Estates in Mansfield, the area's premier senior residential community.